let me love you, oh sweet baby. Baby, 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 let's give our love a fair try.
Michael, would you please be quiet now? Come on.
Sorry, Thelma.
Jack be nimble, Jack be fast. Brother Jay is home at last. Hey, Michael, it's like one of those Motown Martians with a bad case of Saturday Night Fever. Hey, Michael, take off those headphones. Can't you see your eminent big brothers talking to you? And stop shaking your booty like that.
Will you calm down, JJ?
Hey, Michael, you mean to tell me Thelma ain't finished writing that play yet?
Nah, she still's got some extra work to do on it, so be quiet.
Michael, I'm quieter than a mouse skating across a bowl of Jell-O.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm more quieter than the guest of honor at Ferguson's funeral parlor.
Michael, we all know that I am the quietest.
No, 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 Brother Jay. I am the quietest.
I am the quietest.
I am the quietest.
I am.
I am.
I'm the quietest.
I'm quieter than a feather falling down to earth.
Can I say something, please?
Yeah. Hold on there. Thelma ain't finished writing a play yet. Anyway, you know what?
I'm the quietest, Jay, and that's nothing at all is. Oh,
Thelma, Thelma, Thelma. Were we quiet enough for you?
Oh, yes. If it got any quieter, we'll have a rock concert in here.
Hey, Thelma, you just about finished over here?
Yeah, almost. I gave the first draft to Mrs. Flicker, my teacher. Yeah. I'm just waiting to hear from her.
Oh, don't worry, Thelma. From now on, we won't give you nothing but peace and quiet around here. Peace and quiet!
Oh, thanks so much.
Hey, y'all. Have I got news for you? Guess what?
Thelma's still writing.
Okay, listen, but you got to hear this. My daughter, Penny, has been selected to play in the Easter pageant.
Hey, congratulations, Penny. Very happy.
And not only that, the costume will be styled and designed by the one and only, her mother, the star's mother.
Oh. What part are you playing, Penny?
I'm a tree. I wanted to be a bunny, but they ran out of ears.
Oh, a tree, huh? So now when you trace your roots, all you gotta do is take off your shoes.
It's the most important part in the whole play. It's where the heroine talks about her dream. You know, it's... And I can't even hear myself think with the gong show going on in here.
Thelma, honey, don't you think you're going a little bit overboard after all? You've just been writing a very short time.
Well, Lona, I have been writing for at least a dozen years. Let me show you.
Thelma, writing on the elevator walls doesn't qualify you to be Alex Haley.
Leave the child alone. She needs encouragement.
12 years? Gosh, Thelma started writing before I was a kid.
Me too.
Uh-oh.
What's that? Those are my private diaries.
Private?
Wow.
Get your hands off. You can't touch your voice. Come on now. You know, Bologna, every night for the last 12 years, I've been writing about everything that has happened to me.
Oh.
My good times, my bad times. A secret desire, a boyfriend, a family.
All right. Family? Let me see that book.
Oh! Hey, give me that book.
Oh, wait,
give
wait. Dead diary. No. Last night, me and eBay.
Give me this diary. What is wrong with you? This is Thelma's personal thoughts, her innermost feelings. You have no right to read her stuff. Sure, you spelled my name right, honey.
Oh, boy. That's all I need, another interruption.
Take it easy there, my little Shakespeareans. I'll handle this so you can keep scripting your scribe.
Hello, it's...
We don't want any! Well, Thelma, how you like the way I handled it?
You stupid fool!
Heaven's apartment.
Come on in, Mrs. Flicker. I am so sorry that happened. Everybody, this is my drama teacher, Mrs. Flicker. And this is Penny and her mother, Wilona Woods.
How do you do?
And this is my little brother, Michael.
What it is.
And And this is my stupid brother, JJ.
Unpredicated.
Oh, Thelma, I must tell you the wonderful news or I think I'll die. Or at least get sick.
What is it?
What is it? Oh, I got a phone call. I got a phone call from Mr. Nicholson, head of the community theater. Uh-huh. He has decided to put on your play.
Hey, I tell you, this is the greatest thing that's happened to the ghetto since the colonel got real.
Oh. Out of 83 entries, yours was the play chosen to be produced. My dear Thelma, you are going to be paid $250. Touch a word. Child, I'm so proud.
Oh, child, if she gets any prouder, then I'm gonna be too bent to boogie.
Oh, this is like a dream come true. I just can't believe it. All my life I wanted to write a play. All of my life. This is like a dream come true. You know that one.
So proud.
Right. A $250 dream at that. I like that. Well, let's call for a celebration. Hey, what's your pleasure, Flicker?
Burt Reynolds.
This is my place. Come on, Grace, give me a hand.
All right.
Some coffee, some cake.
Oh, Thelma, I just love the way you paint in New Orleans. And your insight into human nature is remarkable. This is only the beginning for you, Thelma. Today, one small script for Chicago. Tomorrow, it's Broadway.
I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do.
Hey, when do we start rehearsals? Oh, now, we haven't even chosen the cast yet. And I think we ought to have a reading of the play first, just so we can hear how it sounds.
Oh, yeah? Well, we can have it right
well,
here. Well, right here, you know?
If I may be so inconspicuous, I'd like to volunteer my services in some small, menial part, such as leading man.
You're an actor.
Oh, my good God. I don't...
How do you feel about Stanislavski?
They should have never traded him to the Rams.
Well, it's all set. They traded Stanislavski to the Rams?
For Beethoven.
Oh, well, anyway, Thelma, there are just a few minor changes that Mr. Nicholson suggests.
But I thought you said that not even a word should be changed.
It doesn't amount to a thing. They're just the normal, ordinary changes every playwright is asked to make.
Well,
if I may be so humble and vanishing. Speaking as the artistic director, I'll just handle this. All right. Look here, Thelma, you ain't had a play published, written, or nothing yet. Girl's gonna offer you $250, you're gonna turn that down. You better not turn that down. We need to turn that down. Miss Flicker, make any changes you want. Just go ahead and adjust the position, change pages, do whatever's necessary.
What are the changes?
Well, now, Mr. Nicholson wondered if you would mind changing the name of your heroine from Pauline to something else.
But what's the matter with Pauline?
Oh, well, that's the name of Mr. Nicholson's ex-wife. It was a very messy divorce.
How about changing it to Boom Boom?
Mr. Nicholson suggests Yvonne. That's the name of his present friend.
Yvonne's fine with us. Just fine. Right on.
Yes, Yvonne is very a nice name. We changed Pauline to Yvonne.
All right.
It's nice.
All right. Now, there's one other tiny thing here on page 16.
Okay.
It says that Loretta is a... Well, I'd say a lady of the evening. Now, Mr. Nicholson feels that it would be better if you referred to her as a dance hall girl.
She's what she is.
Well, Mr. Nicholson doesn't want to offend the audience. Besides, there was some question about his ex-wife, Pauline.
Well, Okay, she can become a dance hall girl. That's nice, too.
Ah, Thelma, you've been an angel about this. Oh,
here we are. Ready to celebrate Thelma's hit play. Come on.
Ain't nothing but a part of it.
Thelma. Thelma, just a minute. If you don't mind, there are just a few more changes. Just a few more, dear. Now, you know, throughout the play, you use a lot of street language. Now, Mr. Nicholson knows that people talk that way, but he feels that there's some people in the audience who might take offense to it, like his friends. His friends are going to be there. So now on page 23. If you
hey, are you ready for the creation?
Yeah.
All righty. Dun, 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 dun. Come on, baby. Hey. Any bird that doesn't want to nest in that tree ought to have his feathers plucked. Can you dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Penny, you look sensational.
Then you got a bad case of black oak disease.
Oh, Penny, you look so sharp.
Doesn't she look beautiful? My own tree, honey.
Oh, come on. Look at this place. It's all messed up. Jesse, you promised to help me clean up. Mrs. Flicker and Mr. Nicholson will be here in a moment. Will you please help me clean up? Oh, my goodness. Wrong house.
You look good. You look fine. You look great.
I'll handle this.
Here you go.
Calm down.
Yeah, Bookman, what can we do you for? Remember when I told you I'd get you a plumber right up here to fix the valve on your flusher?
Oh, Bookman, you cannot change a valve now. We're getting ready to read my play.
No kidding. You wrote a play?
Yeah.
Hey, you got any small parts to fit me?
I beg your pardon. Small parts to fit you, booger. There ain't no part that can fit you.
Well, I guess I'll get the plumber so we can go to work. In here, shorty!
Oh. Ooh, good golly, Miss Molly. Yeah, you sure look good to me.
What do you think you're doing, plumber?
Or about $8 an hour.
Hey, come on, man. I'll show you, shorty, where it is.
Hey, Bookman can handle little things. But when you want to hit a home run, I am the Reggie Jackson of the laboratory.
Oh, I see. You're the Reggie Jackson of the laboratory.
Hello? Huh? Oh, Thelma, my love. I'm so excited, I can't wait to get your brilliant play up on its feet, as we say in the theater.
What happened to Mr. Nicholson? Isn't he coming?
Oh, dear, he was held up at the last minute.
I want to meet him so we can talk over the
time. Perhaps later, dear, perhaps later. Now, shall we start the play?
Hey, folks, can Shorty use the phone?
Yeah, I want to call my old lady.
Hey, how come you didn't call her before you came from work?
Man, are you kidding? My wife would kill me.
Now, when we start the play, our heroine, Yvonne, has left Chicago following her Creole boyfriend, Eugene, who is a low-down, dirty, conniving, despicable gambler.
I'm gonna have a tough time acting that part.
Now, unknown to Yvonne, Madame Lafitte.
Oh, it's me?
Yes.
Starring role?
Yes. Oh. Has her eye on Eugene.
Eye on Eugene. Got that in cover.
Now, nobody knows about this except Loretta, a dance hall girl in Madame Lafitte's sleazy bar. Now, as the play starts, we are at the Bourbon Street Cafe where Jeffrey, the Jamaican bartender.
All day, all night, mixing drink. All day, all night.
Is listening to Chops the trumpet player wailing away on his horn.
Hey, can I play Chops, please? Can I play Chops?
Oh, Bookman, here's an extra script. Here, you play Chops.
Well, come golly.
On. Everybody, imagine yourself at Madame Lafitte's dimly lit... You're over here, dear.
Oh, I see.
At Madame Lafitte's dimly lit Bourbon Street Cafe. Jeffrey, the bar's over here. Loretta, you come over here. Oh. Yvonne, you make your entrance up center, please.
Center, okay.
Now, remember, this is New Orleans. 1955. There are a lot of people around gambling, drinking.
And dancing.
Yes, dancing. Oh. Having a lot of fun. Now, Loretta speaks first.
I wanna order gambling, Mom.
Bring me a raging Cajun.
A what? A raging Cajun.
That's a jigger of gin, a jigger of vodka, a shot of yak juice, and something to hold on to.
A common right up, a big boy.
Tell me, Mr. Nicholson has a note here about alcoholic beverages. He's afraid that some people will find it objectionable.
Well, what is Eugene supposed to order? Root beer float?
Perfect. Perfect.
Hey, yo, man, I'd rather make a raging Cajun.
Okay. All right, I'll change it.
All right,
I'll
good.
Change that.
Read on.
Okay, okay. Eugene, mon cheri amour, where is your little girlfriend from Chicago? Huh?
Look here, Madame Littlefoot. Oh.
That is Madame Lafitte.
That's right, she do have 2 feet. Well, look here, Madame Lafootses. Just because I works for you, that doesn't mean I'm your love slave. I am my own man, and I plays the field.
But, monsieur, you must understand that if you do not give me your whole heart, your little Creole butt will be tossed into the bayou.
Hold it! Hold it! Yes, there is another note.
Thanks.
Yes. Now, Mr. Nicholson suggests that your little Creole butt is suggestive. And I must admit that...
Come on, that too?
Yes, dear, yes. Now, we must not argue with Mr. Nicholson. Read on.
Yes. Well, in that case, I better go break the bad news to Yvonne.
That bank shot gambler, Eugene, is gonna break poor Yvonne's heart.
Hey, he can't help it if he's loved by 2 women. Now, I know what he's going through.
Tell me it's your line. Your line.
Eugene, I have to talk to you.
Not now, baby. I want to hear Chops sing.
Hello, darling. Yes, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. Bubbles on dance, on dance, on dance. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can always tell when Chops says that one too many, root beer floats?
Eugene, I have to talk to you now. I'm tired of being your doormat. I left my family all the way in Chicago to come out here to see you, and I never see you.
C'est la vie, baby.
Well, I'm tired of it. And I'm going back home. I'm tired of your phony dreams, too. Because I have dreams of my own.
Very funny.
Eugene, tell her the truth. Tell her now.
Get away from me, Frenchie. But Yvonne, baby, this is our dream right here in New Orleans. It's gonna come true. It's right here in the palm of our hands.
Holding on to dreams that you can touch, Eugene, are not the best kind of dreams to have. You know, my daddy once told me that sometimes you have to reach for dreams that nobody can see but you. And those are the kind of dreams that will give you more than just a pat on your back from your friends. Yeah. Those are the kind of dreams that'll give you your future. And they're out there. They're out there.
And this is one black woman that's gonna reach her dream.
Hey, all right. Hey, Thelma.
Nicholson wants is just one word change.
What word change?
Well, you know, he feels that your play should be for everybody, just not a few people. It's not universal enough the way you've written it. It's too heavy, too black.
Oh, so that's the little word change. Black.
Well, yes. All you have to do is take it out and put in, look, change it to this. Look, right here, dear. This is one woman that's going to reach her dreams. What's wrong with that?
Everything. Because the play is not about being black. It's about being a woman. And a woman happens to be black. So you can tell Mr. Nicholson he can go butcher up somebody else's play.
Tell me, you know what this means.
It means forget about Mr. Nicholson and forget about doing my play.
Tell her what she's passing up.
I'm sorry, honey. It's between Thelma and herself.
Thelma, I think you're making a mistake. Sometimes compromises are necessary. I've had to make them all my life. Do you think I like playing errand girl to Mr. Nicholson? I've got to keep my job. I need it. So what's wrong with a little compromise if it puts $250 in your pocket and gets your play done?
I understand about compromise, Mrs. Flicker. But compromise, to a certain point, becomes surrender. And I'm not changing another word.
All right, Thelma, I'll tell Mr. Nicholson. Thelma, I wish I had your guts.
Hey, Thelma,
sis,
I'm so proud of you. The words just can't come to me.
Girl, you have done it. You have done it. You hear me?
Yeah, but the play won't go on, you know? I won the battle, but I lost the war.
Thelma, listen to me now. You just keep on trying, you keep on writing. You understand me?
That's right. Hey, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose.
Yeah.
All right.
And one day, I'm gonna win them all.
Right on.